in a container of some kind to keep the Yankees from stealing it or destroying it.
Mm-hmm.
And all those fat horses they had, carriage horses, saddle horses, you know, it was fashionable then for women to ride saddle horses.
Riding side saddle?
What's that?
Riding side saddle?
That's riding side saddle. And my father's father, my grandfather on my father's side, was a saddle maker. Made fine handmade saddles.
Mm-hmm.
That was his vocation, besides farming. See, the slaves did the farming.
Mm-hmm.
And so my grandmother's, my father's great-grandfather was the one that was so rich in slaves, and he was a silversmith. That was his vocation.
Uh-huh. Like Paul Revere?
What's that?
Just like Paul Revere. Wasn't he a silversmith?
I guess so.
Well, can you tell me something about your husband?
Well, my husband was born in Tuskegee.
Mm-hmm.
And he and my brother worked in the same store, well, it wasn't general merchandise either. It was dry goods and clothing store in Tuskegee. And like I said, they both worked in there and became good friends. And he brought my husband home with him for the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where I met him.
Oh, really? Do you remember anything about your husband's education?
Well, he went to school mostly in Lochipoca, and that was a very important city at that time.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, it's never grown in the train. The railroad, Western Railroad, goes through there, you know, but it never became a large place, and his home was just a few miles below there, and it was named Beehive.
Yeah.
Beehive. His father sold, I don't know whether I should say blooded bees or not, but he sold a pair of them.
Mm-hmm.
So that they could put them in a hive and they'd raise a family, you see.
Oh, yeah.
Become a large colony of bees. And for that reason, they named it Beehive. And then they lived there for a number of years. He went to school in Lochipoca. Their school was a graded school, more than what I went to. And later on in years, they moved to Montgomery. They sold that place and moved to Montgomery. And he went to the boys' high school in Montgomery.
Mm-hmm.
That was, well, there wasn't very many people that went to college because they couldn't reach those colleges very good. They had to travel in horse and buggy.
Oh, yeah.
And so, for that reason, they couldn't commute to Auburn. They couldn't commute, the girls couldn't commute to Montevallo. That was about the closest girls' school,
mm-hmm,
anywhere around here.
Yeah. What do you talk about here?
And he wrote a beautiful